welcome to the Dragon's Breath podcast, put on by 4th through 8th graders at the Southern Delaware School of the Arts. Listen to their opinions, thoughts, and feelings on today's issues. Enjoy.
Hello, welcome back to Dragon's Breath podcast. Today we are going to be talking about a recent musical that has been played in our school called The Grunch.
So The Grunch, basically, it was about this middle school girl, the 6th grader, and she had a cousin, and she hates musicals, basically. And she doesn't like how there's a musical going on. So she gets her little cousin that's also at school, but her little cousin secretly, like, loves musicals.
And yet her aunt is a head theater critic, correct?
Yes, and so she calls her aunt and the other critics and says, why don't you come and interview this play? Interview?
And then
review.
Review.
Why don't you come and review this play? So we go, and she tries to ruin the play by taking away all the sets and the lighting and stuff and the props. After she does, they just keep doing it, and she gives it back in the middle of it because she feels bad, basically.
And also then the critics think it was awesome.
Yeah.
Carter, how did you think about The Grunch?
I thought some scenes were cheesy, but others were put together nicely, so I give props to Miss Lim. She did a very nice job.
Well, you were in it, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
So how did you think, on a scale of 1 to 10, how did you think that you performed?
Being that I had to scream, I'd say a 5.
Do you think that you performed the best of your ability?
Probably not, no.
Ellie, what do you think about The Grinch?
I thought it was awesome. I watched it 3 times because I watched it when we were at school, then I watched it in the afternoon, and then I watched it the next day because I liked it. And my mom was going, and so I asked her if I could come. So I did, and I watched it a 3rd time.
How come you didn't try out because your sister was in it?
Because I didn't want to.
How did you think that your sister did?
What?
How did you think that your sister did?
What do you mean?
Like, did your sister do well, or did think she was...
Oh, yes, she did good.
She did good?
Yes.
Maddie, what did you think about The Grunch?
Okay, so the day performance when, like, the whole school saw it, I would rate it as, like, a 2. But during the night, I would rate it more as a 5. And then on Saturday, I would rate it as, like, an 8 to 10, because that was really when we pulled together, because the day performance when the whole school saw it, that was our first full run-through, so it was really hard to do it, like, perfect. So,
shh,
yeah.
Don't express our secrets.
The word's exposed.
Well, then, you were in it, and I'd say that you did a pretty well job, but did you perform as best in your ability?
Probably during the night performance.
So you were most embarrassed in front of kids than adults, weren't you?
Yes.
I thought you did awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Carmen, what did you think about The Grunch?
Yeah, the day performance for the school wasn't as good as it could have been, just because we didn't have a full run through before then. But the night performance, that was pretty good, although I think there might have been some stuff. Oh yeah, one thing happened. And then the Saturday performance went great.
It was the sets that probably took the longest time throughout the whole show, because we were given the, like, sets and props, like, 5 minutes before the performance, so we had to, like, throw everything together and then push it out on stage.
Well, Carmen, you were also in it. Did you perform as best as your ability?
I like to think that I did. I would say so.
Would you think that you could have tried harder?
I don't know.
Did you... Wait, Carmen. Were you happy with your place? That
yes.
You,
yeah.
Who did you try out for originally?
I don't know. I tried out for the principal, Miss Woods, and Robin, but I would like to think that I actually got a bigger role than I asked for. I think the critics are bigger.
Yeah, they...
No offense.
Yeah, they're cool.
Well, then, Carter, did you think that any of your... that the day performance was better than the night performance, or the other way around?
Other way around. Honestly, I think Saturday we did the best, because it was our 3rd run-through. We had gotten over all the, like, the props and the costume changes. Everything was like put together nicely, but we had to like rush a little bit more on Saturday than I think we had throughout the couple of performances that we had done.
Well, Ellie, you weren't in the performance, so yeah. On your point of view, what did you think about it?
I thought that they were just all equally awesome.
Yes. We didn't prepare for them.
Well, I thought they were awesome, so Carmen, you should be thankful that I'm saying good.
What were your favorite songs that they sang?
3 Feet Tall, definitely my favorite.
Because it was just hilarious.
If you had tried out, would that have been the part that you wanted? One of the junior stars?
I'm too tall.
She can't audition for one of the junior stars.
No one knows that.
Everyone knows that.
She can walk in on her knees.
I'm 7
years old. She was on her knees just like, okay, I'm here.
Yeah, we were doing it. Okay, we're getting off track.
Oh, yeah.
So why was everything so rushed and you didn't get a full run through until the performance?
Well, we were hit with like so many different snow days, and this season was like probably one of the worst flu seasons that we've had in a while. So combined with the snow and the flu, there were so many rehearsals that got canceled that we never got to do our full run through costumes, everything. It was all put together at the last minute.
Yeah, and two of our friends, two people that were in it, my friend Ellen and her younger sister Finley, they were both in the musical, but Finley was sick with the flu and Ellen had strep, and so they couldn't
perform.
Be there.
And for the actual performance, really lucky that none of like the roles, like
the
Harper,
main characters.
Yeah, none of the main roles got the flu. Because like it was only people, no offense, but like the chorus and something, like two of the junior stars weren't there.
Since we were so rushed, how did you guys feel about how we performed even though we went through some difficult times throughout this?
I think it showed a little bit, but overall, I thought you guys did a pretty good job covering it up.
Yeah. And also, wait, I just realized something. Maria, how come you didn't try out?
There were a lot of after-school activities that I had to go to, and I just didn't have the time and effort.
I think the spaceship at the beginning of the day performance should have been shown more because it was just, like, all the way back in the basket and nobody could see it. And Ava spent a lot of time on it, like 6 classes. So, and I think it was kind of like, it all comes down to 3 performances, and it takes a long time to make all the sets, paint all the backdrops and stuff. And I think it should have, like, I don't know.
We should have shown a little bit more of their hard work and reasoning for them to help us out.
Yeah, for like the critic sets, set design worked on those. And it was right after the dance performance, too. Like a couple weeks, right, after the dance performance. So we were really rushed with those. And me being a critic and in set design, I'm actually really happy with those. Surprisingly.
So you got to perform and look at your beautiful backgrounds.
Yeah, they looked
nice.
Pretty good to me.
Yeah, they were awesome. That subway scene.
That's what I mainly worked on.
Cool.
Thank you all for listening to our podcast about the Grunge. We'd like to see your opinions in the comments below. Email us at dragons@dragonsbreathpodcast.com.